This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Quiet here soon. And welcome back, and we have Josh Bernstein here. Josh, the latest says that the government's trying to do some things, but it doesn't look like they're going to succeed. I heard they have done some things in New Hampshire, but how is that proceeding?
Well, we have a George Soros bought and paid for whore named Katie Schwab in Arizona. Bob,
yeah. Secretary. Yeah, go ahead.
To try to stop this audit. But even she knows that she's powerless to do so. Because courts understand that Arizona Senate has the plenary power vested in them in the Constitution to do these forensic audits, which is why I keep pushing other states and counties to do them too, because you can't be stopped. So regardless of that, now what they've done is they've installed a real scumbag liar named Ryan Macias into the Arizona audit as a quote-unquote observer. And what this piece of garbage and his two cohorts are doing is they're trying to make things up. They're trying to say that the audit is doing this and the audit's being run like that, and therefore because of this, this, and that, it should be stopped. But it's all garbage and it's all bullshit. So the reality is that Merrick Garland can kiss my ass, so can Biden, so can Harris, so can Katie Hobbs, so can Doug Douchebag, so can every other DNC scumbag, hood rat idiot out there that's part of this deal, and we're going to get the audit done. Now, I'm more worried right now about New Hampshire. New Hampshire's a problem, and the reason New Hampshire's a problem is because they don't have the Senate selecting the auditors. They have a weird process where they let a Democrat Secretary of State pick one of the auditors, and then the other audit is picked by the Board of Selectmen, all a bunch of absolute Trump-hating idiots and leftists, except for one, Bruce Brayton. And then that Selectmen committee then picks the next auditor. So what they have done in New Hampshire is a sin. New Hampshire is in trouble for a real forensic audit. They have hired verified voting, the same left-wing scumbags that tried to stop the Arizona audit altogether.
Right.
People need to be stopped, and they will be stopped, but it's going to take a lawsuit, it's going to take online petitions, and it's going to take guerrilla Maxine Waters type of, you know, activism, where you are literally getting in their faces, you are screaming at them, you are stomping at the ground, you're using bullhorns. You're doing whatever you can, no justice, no sleep. You're showing up all day long. You're interrupting their business at the Board of Selectmen area. And these are the things that have to be done. And the Patriots in New Hampshire, if you're not willing to do it, you're going to lose, and this audit's going to be for nothing. So I'm just imploring Patriots out there. And even if you don't live in New Hampshire, let's say you live in Massachusetts on the border, or you live in Vermont, or you live in Maine, or other areas outside of Windham, get your ass to Windham and start making some noise. Because if you allow this to go through, you're not going to have your audit. We need Windham as we need all the others.
You know, what we have, for example, I have the picture up now. Hey, Katie Hobbs here in the Arizona Democratic Party. And what they're trying to do, actually, is a criminal activity. And also, people don't realize if you lose these audits, and at some future date, you're going to lose your life. Because a totalitarian police state is not going to tolerate anybody that's concerned or even has an alternate viewpoint, are they?
No, of course not. This is totalitarianism. And we're going to fight back in any way that we can. And those that want to control us and those that want a one-world government, there are millions of people like me out there that will resist you and will use all means necessary to do so.
Right. Well, where things are going, I think, is this. I think once the odd happens in Arizona, which is, seems to me the closest one to actually be completed by next week, it's going to start a domino effect. And I think that Biden and Harris and the globalists with them, because remember, it's not just them, it's a global organization of all kinds of people, big tech, big corporations, big media, the global financial order, the Jesuits, and all this other group, the globalists. They have all these intentions, and again, the vaccines are basically part of the grand reset. They're to sterilize the population and destroy their health, but also to even push to create new super strains, because now we know the strain coming out of India is most likely another super strain. So I think it's likely that if we don't struggle with things like my EduCap, which will be available in my first line defense kit to kill it, which is more effective than ivermectin, and a rescue kit for the people to vaccinate, because the vaccinated are now generating poison. So if they come into a pregnancy clinic, a woman's going to miscarry. If they come into your home, they're going to maybe make you get pneumonia because of it. These spike proteins are direct inflammatory to your airway and your blood vessel walls. Pretty nasty, isn't it?
It's crazy stuff, man.
Well, you couldn't have dreamed of something the worst nightmare. I mean, I wake up in the morning and think, oh, well, if I had sleep, like I often have trouble sleeping the first night. So by the morning, I've had 3 or 4 hours of decent sleep. But I wake up and now I wake up from decentness, the last few hours of sleep, to, oh my God, I'm back in a nightmare called reality. You always have to have a sense of humor. It's like, this is almost funny. You wake up into a nightmare, isn't it?
There's nothing funny about what's happening. And
I know. It's so obscene. Now, I'm really would beg you again. I need to schedule a time with you, even if it's only half an hour. We need to do a video and get it out there as many people. I'm going to grab it and also send it all over the places, which will also get your message out. I also haven't been able to make contact to set up a show over at Frank's Beach with Mike Lindell. Most of the people, even alternative media, like, you know, the ladies I like, you know, the Silk Ladies, the two black ladies, they have a great show. But all these shows, Tucker Carlson and so on, Diamond Silk, all the shows, even Dr. Carlson brought up the thing about the dangerous vaccines last night in the show. But they never provide solutions. They just say, well, now we know we even have, people are getting in trouble for even quoting the VAERS data right from the CDC. They're getting deplatformed for actually quoting the data that they even published themselves. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. That's why I have my website, and that's why I can give a big middle finger to anyone out there. I'll cover anything I want, and no one's going to stop me.
Right, and the thing is, they're quoting the data from the actual source. And even that, and we now know that one of the quotes of last night from Dr. Carlson, in the first 4 months of the vaccine since January, they've killed more people than the last 12 and a half years of all vaccines on the entire planet. Is that nuts or what?
Well, theirs is underreporting the amount
I know
of
that.
Injuries and deaths.
But even if you take the underreporting,
they underreport by 80 to 85%. So whatever
right, so let's say
has, add 85% to it.
Right, so if you take and add another zero, in other words.
Yeah.
But the problem is, even if you take their data, that's how bad it is. Now, my feeling is this is not over at all. Several consequences. Number one, 2 months ago, an immunologist from Belgium came out and said the virus vaccines, which are chemo shots, are going to cause mutations to create a new supervirus. I think that's happened in India because the worst of the vaccines we're finding in 28 countries is the AstraZeneca. And that's the formula they use in India. And the people apparently around people who have been vaccinated are getting very, very ill. In other words, the spike proteins and the infotoxins are particularly nasty in India. So a lot of people who aren't even vaccinated are getting violently ill, and there's not enough resources to even take care of them. If you get pneumonia, for example, they don't even have oxygen tanks for you. Wow, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
You know the country, I guess it's the islands of the Seychelles Islands. S-A-Y-C-H-E-L-L-E-S, Seychelles Islands.
Right.
Apparently, they're the most vaccinated island nation in the world. And 40% of the people that are vaccinated, they say, and quote, claim, have coronavirus. So if that's even true, that means that almost half that got a shot, it doesn't do anything for you.
Well, no, it does one thing, and this is important, okay? Yeah, I want to see if you can remember this. You know the guy that was supposedly shot John F. Kennedy, you know what his name was?
Yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right. Did you know what he was?
The CIA. The CIA and Lyndon Baines Johnson. I don't buy into the Harvey Oswald narrative.
No. Harvey Oswald, I know he wasn't the killer, right? But they claim he was. And I'll tell you what happened. Lee Harvey Oswald was a bioweaponeer. I have this in classified sources. and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And they discovered it back in there. He was actually one of the guys who discovered it. You take an animal like a ferret and make it very toxic, like lots of free radicals, and then you feed it a virus, the virus mutates like crazy. So in other words, you have a very sick animal, and you inject a virus into it, the animal makes the virus mutate. So what you're doing now is these vaccines, which cause immune imbalance, they make them high levels of free radicals, inflammatory molecules going on, and mitochondriopathy. So now the virus mutates like crazy. So the person that's sick is a cauldron of remutation of the virus. It's the opposite of what would occur in a nation, because probably before the virus, before the vaccines, about half the population got exposed to the regular coronavirus. They developed natural immunity, which you can identify through a proper non-PCR test, and show that they got natural immunity. It'll last a while anyway. But the thing is, that's not what happened. Now we have the people who are vaccinated are cauldron for mutation of the virus, and they all eventually become carriers. Isn't that wild?
Crazy stuff.
It's the opposite of what you think, but my God, is every evil. Hopefully after you get back on a break, we go, it's quieter there, because it sounds like you're still traveling a bit. So Josh, you're going to get into
your
studio.
Stop aging now.
Right?
Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Before we get on further, I want to get more donations, not just to purchase the Edge Cap, but also donations to get the project rolling. If you're out there and you can donate, we can give you a full tax write-off for it. We need some initial monies to get the supplies for the project, make sure we can pay for the encapsulation. And if we need to buy an additional bioreactor, we need to if we get enough production to produce the people. Because some people, like I heard comments from a guy, Dr. Felipe Herrera in San Diego, and he's sort of asking... expenses. We're not going to give you all our expenses. If you're interested in replicating a parallel, we can start making licenses and that kind of stuff. But I'd rather not do parallel now until we get the process proven down, number one, here, with our initial data here, which we'll prove, which we did last year with the injectable version of the spike protein. And once we prove it, we want to increase production here. So if I go from one reactor up to maybe 10, we'll just buy more reactors and generate it here where we know what we're doing.
Yes.
What we need to do is we need donations now. So if I go there and you have money, it could be 1,000, it could be 500, it could be 20, donate. Okay, and that means you need to contact me. We'll get a transfer of funds to our bank account. We're doing it. We give you a total write-off of 100%. But all it is a donation to get the project going. And we have enough money to buy a reactor. We need to get a few supplies. I've already put a down payment on the encapsulation at the end of the month to start weekly. That's covered now. So, things are getting close. And next week, the bioreactor will be paid for and arrive within 2 days. We saved a lot of money, $63,000, by buying it through this special arrangement we did.
Yes, we did.
And that's going to help a lot. But we need to get moving on this because I'm not getting any real support from any of the people I talk to. Not from Dr. Kerry Made, Dr. Tenpenny, or any of the other doctors. They're all blah, blah, blah about the problem or identifying how bad it is, even Dr. Richard Fleming. But nobody is saying putting up either money or spreading the word that I have the edge cap ready. Now, nobody else has solutions. Then there's three things in your solution. Number one, you've got to stop the virus, and the ivermectin is about 75% effective. Mine is 100%, the first-line defense kit, which I had back in 2005 and 2000, all the way back for H5N1 and H9N1, 2009. And then we need a rescue kit to rescue people's mitochondria. I know how to also do the blood test, electron microscopy and blood test of mitochondriopathy to monitor to see if what we do, it worked. Okay, so you need to monitor people, and I can give that protocol. I'm putting it together this weekend. So if you're a doctor in Germany or elsewhere, you can say, oh, I can use that here in Germany or Britain or Uganda or India. And I don't care. You just grab it and modify it to your protocol and make sure you're monitoring people who are vaccinated because they're poisoned. They're actually releasing biotoxins to the local environment. And then secondly, we need to get people to buy the EdgeCop. If you go today, you can actually go there. I know we had pop-ups, and you informed me that some idiot managed to hack in and put some kind of link to put pop-ups, selling tennis shoes or God knows what. So my tech guy will fix that so there's no more pop-ups happening when you go to buy the EdgeCap. Is that ever aggravating? You know, you go and buy our EdgeCap, which is just log in, give a name, address, and phone number, and then all of a sudden you get pop-ups when you sell your crap. That's aggravating, isn't it? And we didn't put that in there. Somebody else hacked in and put a hack in there, so we're going to fix that. We will. My tech guy's very good, but he just finished it literally late last evening. He was delayed by all of his servers going down and his services, and that's because there's a lot of increased security now with all tech companies, and they're causing more crashes. So thanks, John, for informing of that. So, Josh, this weekend I'll do a video with you. We'll get the word out. We need to get all the other doctors that I notified. I'll be sending an email to them whether they were willing to talk to me now. Dr. Gary Made, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Clilde was fired from her job. She's doing all kinds of conferences. I'm thinking, what you're doing is a frigging waste of time, and for all these people jabbering away, when if you don't deal with solutions, you're going to deal with death. Because here's what I predict, and I'm going to be very blunt here with it. Unless you help Dr. Deagle prevent the virus from killing with my first-line defense kit, which you can purchase at NutraMedical, and the rescue kit, unless you get the EdgeCap to stop the virus even in carriers, for example, you've been vaccinated, you got to stop the carrier state because you're now an incubator for a new super strain of the virus. So we can't allow people who are vaccinated to become what we call toxic incubators. That's what we have right now, and the virologist said this, that the vaccines are going to create new super strains that are going to literally kill the population of humans on Earth. And something now that even they didn't anticipate initially, and then this biologist comes out and he says that this is actually the serious reality. So, Josh, your comments, because the state of Israel now is in dire straits. They're probably more vaccinated than any other nation on Earth. And the little nation of Israel, if it goes down, here's what's going to consequence. I'll tell you what will happen. Number one, the state of Israel is the only reason why the Shiite nations of Iran and their affiliates, their five affiliate nations, have not yet attacked the Sunni nations of the other option of Islam. And the fact that Israel's allied with these nations, like, you know, the Arab Emirates and so on, is saving their ass. So Israel now is now their best ally of these countries. If Israel goes down and becomes, let's say, 20% of the population dies, and they're perceived to be weak, Iran is going to attack with low intermediate-range nuclear weapons and chemical weapons. You know that, right? Your comment, Josh. Go ahead.
Comment is that big companies out there
and of course, you know, Pfizer and Johnson and Johnson and all these, they all hate Jews. They're all anti-Semitic. And so they're really like Nazi organizations. And anything they can do to destroy the Jews is what they'll do. And that's why they handed out money and they handed out incentives to Bibi Netanyahu and the Israeli parliament and the government and said, go ahead, vaccinate. Get everybody vaccinated. Do your vaccine green cards and everything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, they made it sound like we care about the Jews, but it really, it's another Holocaust.
Okay, let me fill you in. You're a Jew, and I have Jewish, some Jewish blood, although I'm primary Kohenim on my mother's side, right? Why do you think the Jews are so hated? It's not because they don't all control the wealth. I can tell you what it is. They're the people of the book. Even if you don't understand it, the Bible points to who God is, and you see, the globalists don't want you to have that version of God. And the only people who have the clearest version of what God is on the earth, from all the other ancient holy books, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead, the Mormon book, the Pearl of Great Price, is the Jews. Period. And in fact, the New Testament just questions what the answer is in the Old Testament. Do you know that? Think of the New Testament as a series of questions, and the answers are in the Old Testament. Which means,
right,
if you get rid of the Jews, you get rid of the book. Which is why they want to ban Christianity. They've already had a drop in the number of people going to church since last year. And they want to get rid of the idea of Christian ideas. That's why they want wokeness and the other crap that's going on. Because once you get rid of the book, you can have totalitarianism, because then you don't understand what they are and why, how, the nature of God and why they are created as the children of God. They're only in the most knowledgeable of these people, even though they don't fully understand it. Now some of the rabbis understand that Yeshua did come before, but they just had internal fights within Judaism, rabbinical Judaism. They understand that Jesus was the incarnation of God, and he's coming back. It doesn't matter if you consider it the first or second coming, and he's coming back soon, because the whole world's in a disaster. Unless we intervene supernaturally, and some of that supernatural intervention is things that happened to me and others. There's many people that are intervening supernaturally that basically are trying to rescue people from the at least telling people, like, for example, when Dermody and these other people warn them. But their job now is to tell people the EDUCAP's ready, and we have things that can stop the virus, because the carrier states itself are going to kill more people than the virus ever did. It's going to create new superviruses, which I think has happened in India. So what we're facing right now is the death of churches, the death of faith, the death of relationship with God, and the rise of a single new world order where national boundaries are just territorial zones and the globalists control everybody. Eventually it's a cashless system where you get your little printed insect, so-called meatless, so-called substitute.
Yeah.
And you get God knows what toxic sewer water for your drink. And if you misbehave, they'll just turn off your credit card or hit a little button and the chip inside you will kill you. That's how bad things are getting.
That's what they want, that's for sure.
Hey, Josh, get back in touch with me this week and we'll do a video, okay?
All right, take care.
See you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 8-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are coming in lower than expected. There were 498,000 initial claims last week, which is 92,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. That's also the lowest number of first-time claims since March 14th of 2020. All that being said, Tony Frank is a restaurant owner in Toledo, Ohio. He says he can't find people to work. He blames it on the stimulus money.
I think the first round of the stimulus money was good. I think the extra unemployment money was good because we were shut down as a country. I understand that. For $700, people who are making $800-$900 will make sacrifices in their life and take things away to be able to sit home. In my opinion, we'll sit home for that $700.
President Biden spending his Thursday on the road promoting his infrastructure plan in Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News. Americans all over the country are pausing at this time for the National Day of Prayer. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
This National Day of Prayer comes at a time when countless Americans are concerned about the dangerous change in direction we're witnessing. It was former President Donald Trump who reminded us of the words of Dr. Billy Graham, "Their prayer is the key that opens to us the treasures of God's mercies and His blessings." Mr. Trump went on that prayer has always been at the center of American life because America is a nation of believers.
Pfizer is donating doses of its coronavirus vaccine for athletes participating in the Tokyo Summer Olympics. The company is signing an agreement with the IOC to give doses of shots beginning July 23rd. Officials saying the donation is another part of their efforts to help make the Olympic and Paralympic Games safe. You're listening to USA Radio News. News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We have to get that purpose. So we're back here. I can see that article here already. I'm trying to find it. But what I want people to sort of grasp here is what we have is a situation where we have a situation, for example, even the market of the system. I have a little clip on that in a minute and 30 seconds, or even new ATMs actually require you to come up and put your hand in there and a passport and you have to scan your fingers and so on. So they're going to all set up this so that you can't fly anywhere. The G7 decided this last week where the Canadian Prime Minister came up and said everybody needs to have a vaccine passport to prove that they, quote, have immunity. Where I think, actually, if you tested with the proper IG subclass 4 test like we're doing for our study at the proper reference lab, probably half the population already has circulating antibodies, and most likely all these young people that are now being forced in colleges to actually take a vaccine probably have natural immunity for being exposed. Why do they want to vaccinate? They want to sterilize it because the vaccine makes them sure they freaking can't have any kids. You got to understand the underlying purpose of this. The underlying purpose is to reduce the population, to kill off anybody with any genetic abnormalities that are maybe predisposing to problems, and to cause events that will, mutate over the next few years and kill them off. Because, according to Richard Fleming, so I'm the only one who has comprehensive solutions and monitoring technology. They'll be putting up a protocol over the weekend that will actually show you exactly what tests to do that we're going to do. We're going to take out of that form, which I put on the need for history, drugs, or supplements, which is no need for us. We just need your address and your name and your email address and so on. So when you sign up, we also need each of the other people, too, so that we need their information where they're located so we can track in the database. When you get a lab test, we know who got their lab test, and it goes into our database by person. That's all we're going to do. We're going to modify the form so we can have multiple people. We have up to 4 people, maybe 2 people. And just, we need your name, address, and email address, and that kind of thing. We're going to make it much more simple. I'm going to simplify it today with my guy. We're just tuning it up. So go ahead with John W.'s, your comments, because I think we got a couple minutes left here. What I want people to understand is the thing that's most shocking to me is that I get no support from my so-called alternative broadcast buddies, like Alex Jones and Mike Adams, who I try to get on their shows, or any of the other people I even interviewed, like Dr. Kerry Mahde and Dr. Tenpenny, and they act like very, like, he's crazy. Like, stop the crazy stuff, okay? I'm the only one actually scrambling like a maniac to try to get these EDUCAP out. And I get people curious, like this guy in Santiago, Chile, wants to know the cost and so on. That doesn't help me at all. I want to know, are you willing to actually put out the money to replicate the whole thing and pay it back a licensing fee to actually make it in Santiago for your people down there? You know, I'm not going to spend all my time trying to scramble like a maniac when I'm doing consults all over the world 7 days a week and all night, and then trying to give you my costing so you can kind of figure out whether you can do it. It's not expensive. If you buy the machine straight up, out front, it's $86,000. Then you need materials to support that, that bioreactor. You need to have a shipping company that can ship it all over the world and maybe put freezer packs. It may not be necessary. I'm going to check out. I really think that the lyophilized dehydrated exosome probably don't need to be refrigerated. You just need to send it out in the mail. Because once it's dehydrated, it's basically like a freeze-dried product that's not going to deteriorate. I mean, it's not going to do anything heated it up. What we want to do is validate that with a blood test in a proper certified lab, did it create T-cell and B-cell immunity, which means you block the receptor so it can't get attached to your cell and enter and replicate, because the only part that doesn't mutate is sigma-1 that was reverse engineered by Lieber. So, John, I'm a little puzzled, but you probably have figured out the reason. I've got my theories, and number one, I think a lot of the people that I'm competing with are egotistical maniacs. They don't want anybody to one-up them. Listen, that includes Dr. Kerry Mahde and Dr. Jerry Tenpenny and others. They don't want Deagle to one-up them. When this actually comes out and actually works, I'm going to one-up everybody, right after President Trump himself. And I will give him credit if he switches horses and stops being on the, I call the chemo shot, Franken shot horse. But right now, I'm meeting with even alternative broadcasters saying, look, you know, Josh, I've been bugging him. We need to do a video. I mean, he's on 4 days a week in my show and has been for years. It's important for us to move forward and actually tell people the truth. And I tell people, don't believe anything I say. There's not so much promote there and other doctors and people. Do three things. Ask better questions by researching the media yourself. Going to your holy book, whatever religion you are, if you're a Muslim or a Christian or a Buddhist, and just pray. And you'll ask one question, is Deagle full of crap or not? And if you realize, like, it appears that he's not full of crap, even though it's very shocking what he says, and he's the only one with a solution, then you need to act on it, like the book of Habakkuk, like he reads this on table of stone. The problem I see is I'm dealing with a lot of narcissistic egomaniacs. It's not Deagle. I'm very humble. In fact, when you found things that I made wrong in the form by just cutting and pasting it over, you corrected me, and I was willing to accept correction. This morning, my wife kind of caught me at the bottom of hour one and said, hey, you got to take off some medical history. She's right. I don't need all that stuff. So in the form there, we don't need medical history or your medications or supplements. We'll just take all that off. All we need is your name, your address, your phone number, and your email. That's it. And how old you are and your sex. That's it.
Well, I'm definitely glad to hear that because I went through the ordeal of attempting to take care of all of that last night. But
you got me. And of course, I'm scrambling to do all kinds of things. Plus, it's very hard to sleep. Like, I try to get to sleep, and sometimes I don't get to sleep until maybe 2:30 or 3. And in chunks, I finally get up at, say, 8 o'clock, but I've had a very rough night because I'm doing consults in the middle of the night and emails when I think of something I have to do. And it seems like everybody that I try to communicate is gone. For example, I had a crazy consult given to me by Hong Lee, and the so-called doctor, I don't know what that kind of doctor she was, she would not let me intervene to do something for the person she was taking care of in her home. And that person subsequently died. Well, she didn't follow any of my recommendations. If you ask me to consult you and you don't follow my recommendations, how do you expect me to not stop somebody from dying? Okay? Now, if you listen to me, you're likely to live or survive, and if you don't, you're going to die. And, you know, so hungry, you can't talk to me until Sunday. He's busy with God knows what he's doing. Well, I need other donors. I want people out there that if you got money, you can get it all back in a matter of probably a few weeks at most. But we need donors right now to donate some money for just getting a few supplies together and getting things rolling so we can encapsulate and start shipping. Because I talked to Dr. Mikovits, and she has a colleague up in California here from North America, about 160 miles, that can actually grab it. Because it's not connected with NutriMedical. It's totally separate from NutriMedical. Now, you might order the rescue kit from NutriMedical, the first line kit. But there's links there below the one on Deagle Network. But The EDUCAP is completely separate. It's not. It's a separate business. It has separate bank accounts. It's separate completely. And the only thing we're actually selling right now is the EDUCAP. We may have other things down the road. Right now, we just sell the EDUCAP and say, when you sign up, well, we just need to get all the people that are going to take it. If there's three people or two people, we just need their name, address, phone number, and so on. And we're going to modify the form to make it even simpler. But we need that data so we can tie it back to their lab test when they do it so we can see if X person took it for a week and their test was okay, or if it wasn't okay, we want them to recycle and take another 7 days and do a blood test 2 weeks later. It's that simple. This is a very simple system we're doing here, very simple. And we're not claiming anything. We're just claiming, did we produce T-cell immunity by a blood test after we gave you the exosomes of the sigma-1 protein incubated in a dendritic reactor with the dendritic cells? That's it. We're not claiming any treatment. We're not claiming cure. We're not claiming anything. And
I think, Dr. Right? Siegel, you know better than anyone else that I'm not a boaster about myself, but I do have a unique ability to analyze things.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I appreciate your help there. And I need to help. Okay. But I need to also people to realize we need some finances now. And you're going to get it back within 30 days. And it's a total tax write-off. But I need some extra funding besides buying. If you can't go in and pre-buy your EDUCAP, buy it now. Because at some point, and this is what I'm kind of concerned about, at some point we're going to get maxed out. In other words, once the word gets out that this is available, whether you're in the police or military or in a country that needs them, we're not going to be able to make enough bottles for everybody. We're going to have to buy a second bioreactor or third or fourth or tenth. And that's going to take some time to do that. So you got to understand, right now is the time you can get in and buy it. I can't tell you that's going to be the case in a month or two when we have actually a data that the damn thing works. Once we have the actual data, it's going to be like a rocket going off, and then you're going to try to order it. It'll be like a big sale day. And sorry, all those shoes of that size are gone, or all that garment of that size is gone because everybody bought it when it was on sale, and now it's not available.
Yes, and that's so, why I want to take this one step further. There are many people out there who are probably skeptical of the EDUCAP, but I have been informed and kept up to date from basically day one over a year ago.
Right.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with. Comments. I'd like to hear from Simon, who's listening here for a moment. We're going to close in about another 13, 14 minutes. So where I see this going is, number one, we now can take your EdgeCap purchase today. If everything goes well, which is, it looks like it's going to, we'll have a bioreactor by starting toward the end of next week. We will be generating in 5 to 7 days the 45 pounds to generate the first 1,332 bottles. That will allow us to treat up to 4 people if they take a 7-day course, or 2 people with a 15-day course. That allows us to do a blood test 2 weeks after the last pill and identify whether they develop T-cell immunity or not, or have to do another cycle. My guess is the 7-day cycle may be all you need, so I'm going to do a 7-day cycle and repeat, rather than wait 7 days and then give another 7 days of pills and then repeat 15 days after that, 2 weeks, 14 days. I don't think we're going to need to do many recycles. When we did the injection last year with spike protein, 100% of our people reacted in 2 weeks. We didn't even have to wait 4 weeks. So the main thing I need now is some initial funding to get the system going. It's like priming a pump or something to get going. And once it gets going, its own system will generate enough capital to continue supplying what we need for bags and materials and whatever to generate even more edge caps and ship to more people around the world. The people that have actually been vaccinated are the first people we have to make them clear and not be carriers of the virus. The vaccines do not make a non-carrier state. They actually encourage your body to be infected and chronically infected. By the way, it doesn't mean that you may be fine either. You may be developing serious end-organ damage at the same time you're a carrier with these stupid vaccines in your system. These viral vaccines do not protect you, or chemo vaccines, from having degenerative organic disease or ultimately death. But they do guarantee that they're going to mutate the virus under oxidative stress. That's freaking scary. Your comments, go ahead.
It is, Dr. Deagle. I'm confronted with that already. It's something that I picked up much earlier than most Americans, because I just happened to have that conversation with the lady in New Zealand a month ago.
Right, and you told me about that, and I've been doing my research, and I believe there's this, not only the spike protein, which by itself can give you lung disease, so if you're near somebody that's had spike protein, you start hacking up brown stuff, and maybe because you're getting pneumonia because you're breathing in air exuded by somebody who's been vaccinated. Or you might be having a stroke or heart attack because they're releasing materials that are causing you to have vascular issues. Or you may start bleeding, like you got one-year-olds having vaginal bleeding. Or if you're pregnant, miscarrying. So they can't have somebody who's vaccinated as a nurse or doctor service people that are in a pregnancy clinic, because they're very exhumed spike proteins that they're giving off, and their exotoxins, which are, I call the infotoxins of microRNA, may cause vasculopathies and cause major other problems like cancer and autoimmune disease. So in other words, it's not a vaccine that's been transmitted. It's the toxic effects of it that are being transmitted. This is really nuts. It's something that they probably could have anticipated, but this biologist from Europe, it's a
not a vaccine denier. He's a pro-vaccine guy. I realize we screwed up. The vaccines are going to create a super situation where it guarantees new mutant versions of the virus are going to result, which I think it has happened in India now. All the evidence I see tells me that this has been a new super strain, and the spike proteins that come off of this particular strain are also much more toxic than the average spike proteins, and probably these infotoxins. So it's a double whammy, isn't it? Your comment.
I'm a little worried that you may be jumping the gun slightly. Because
on what? On what issue?
Well, I understand your motivation in that, you know, you're...
No. Hey, wait a minute. You got to be... if you want to pick a fight, do it. Pick it. Take your swing at me, and I'm going to swing back, okay? I'm not jumping the gun on anything. I have been talking to John W. Spring for a month. Stop. Don't let me talk. Don't interrupt me. Number one, I've been researching. I know the spike proteins by themselves are biotoxins. I even have a paper showing they cross the blood-brain barrier. I talked to Richard Fleming last week about it. So the spike proteins themselves are biotoxins. We also, I believe, I gave this theory to Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Made. I believe there's also microtoxins, which are microRNA from the person that's been poisoned by these vaccines. They're probably also toxins. And they're basically USB drives that are actually transferring in the air in vesicles to other people. That's not a theory. I already have papers on it. So what I'm saying is, this is not jumping to any conclusion on it. We already have it. We don't have to jump anywhere. The problem is, I don't know how big the problem is going to be. The only thing I would jump is, I don't know how big it is yet. If we can treat it, we can treat the thing with the EDGICAP and the rescue technology. And I also have scalar technologies that can block the virus. That's something I haven't discussed much about. Go ahead.
Dr. Eagle, you cut me off. I wasn't saying that you were medically wrong. I'm not in the position to express an opinion on it.
Right. Go ahead.
My concern is that you're going to get a 3 a.m. knock on the door from a joint task force of the FTC, the FDA, and the FBI.
Do you know why I won't? I'm going to stop you. I'll tell you why I won't. Number one, I'm under the First Nations Board of Governors. We're putting a white buffalo on my bottle, which is up in Montana, because we're under the First Nations. Number one, I have part Native blood myself from the Mi'kmaq in 150 years ago in Nova Scotia. So I have some Native blood in me, too. And I want people to understand, the First Nations is completely separate under the United Nations, the International Court of Justice. They have no authority. The FTC, the FDA, and the FBI have no authority, and we're not doing a treatment. We're not making excessive claims. We're simply saying, can we measure a blood test to see if we can create an immune T and B cell immunity by exposing to an EDGICAP that contains microRNA that shows that we express the sigma-1 protein and to a dendritic cell line culture, and can we then transfer that immunity to someone else? That's it. We're not making claims of anything. So,
irrespective of your claim, you're proposing selling things across state lines.
No. We're selling all over the world. We have the authority to do that. The First Nations, let me explain something. The First Nations, people cannot get the EDGICAP unless they sign up with the First Nation. You can be in Germany and join the First Nations of Montana. You can be in Canada. You can be in, let's say, Ohio. And so we're not across state lines because the First Nations mean it's being sold to a First Nation citizen. Once you actually join the membership, which is $50 for a family, you're no longer a citizen just of Ohio. You're also a citizen of the First Nation of the Ohio. And the bottle you get has a white buffalo on it and explains the EDGICAP. So we're not selling across state lines. That's another thing that you have to understand. I'm also a legal expert. I'm a medical legal expert. We're not doing anything to violate law because we're doing something that sidesteps them completely. They have no authority over me, and I'm a medical legal expert. If you want to go to court, you do not want to cross-examine Dr. Deagle. I've been an expert witness, CIME board certified for 40 years, okay? So I can tell you right now, we're doing everything on board to make sure we're completely aside from the CDC, FBI, and CDC, and CIA, and the NSA. We're doing nothing to violate them, and we do not want the authority of the FDA, Fatal Drugs Allowed, or the Center for Disease Creation, or the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Terror Commission, coming in. And if they have questions, we'll simply refer them to our First Nations Board President, Dr. Dan Royal, and to the guy that I'm actually working under, which is up in the First Nations Board that's giving my tax ID number and so on, my LLC, onto the First Nations in Montana. I'm actually, in a sense, a citizen now and have been of the First Nations as a medical board doctor, and now a citizen of the LLC, which is the First Nations in Montana. Has nothing to do with any state in the U.S. Country or any country. So you can be in Uganda and sign on and become a First Nations member and you can purchase the EduCap. It's not across state lines. It's completely aside from any lines. It goes up to the International Court of Justice in the United Nations. I thought of all of these things. Okay? I'm way ahead of you.
I truly hope you're right. I think they'll consider
No, not so hope. I wouldn't do this unless you think I'm suicidal and a dummy. You can accuse me of lots of things. I'm an idiot talking to these women and giving them credits and so on. I'm a dummy that way, but I'm not a dummy in this way. You can talk about science and so on and the law. I'm like a medical legal expert in a lot of things. In fact, I'm thinking of picking up a full law degree next year without going to the Bar Association because I'm not stupid. But I'm socially a dummy. Obviously, I did stupid things. But let me tell you, dealing with this, I would not do this project if I thought the FTC could actually knock on my door or some arm idiot could come to my door with a gun in my hand and say, you're doing something across state lines. We're picking you off to prison. No, I'm not doing anything like that. I'm selling to another First Nation citizen, no matter what country they're in. They have to actually sign on to become a First Nations board member as a family member for a year, $50 for a family. And if they don't, they can't buy anything. It's not even buying. They're actually just entering a study. And in fact, when we expand it down the road, it'll just be another study, another study. It won't stop. There'll always be studies. You don't buy anything from me like a store. You enter a study where we actually demand blood tests and other things that you have to be responsible for. Everything will always be a study. How's that? And it'll always be through the First Nation. And none of it's going to be separate.
Brainstorming potential problems is in no way intended to be an insult to you.
No, I understand that, but I've already thought of that, so otherwise I wouldn't do this. I'm putting myself a long way out. The guy that was put at hydroxychloroquine just got the Nobel Prize in Medicine. I'm lined up for in the future if there still is a country in the world. And down the road, I will be getting a Nobel Prize, and I will be the resurrected version of Dr. Bill Deagle will get a lot more respect. I'm no longer Dr. Danger Deagle, being spat upon by my colleagues and other people by not helping me. Those days are coming to an end, or shortly. Once I have the data in a couple months, they will stop spitting on me. It'll dry up in their mouth. And the lawyers and the other people that want to get me, or the military, they're also in danger because if they don't take these, my EduCaptor.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.